Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Ty, and welcome to the Legends of Man, your weekly podcast on mythology, urban legends, and folklore.
Yes, I am back. I'm back, guys. No episode last week, but there is one this week. I'll try my best to stick to a weekly episode and make these episodes fun again by doing what I want, as I originally planned to do. The long-awaited 10th episode, finally in the double digits of these episode numbers. I'm trying my best to get back into the swing of things. These days, I've been really into music, specifically the piano. So I wanted to do a music-themed Greek mythology episode with stories that have some musical theme related to it in some way. So sit back and relax as I tell you tales about heading into the underworld, musical instrument battles, and satyrs who don't take no for an answer. The first myth has to do with the god of nature, Pan. He was a satyr and was said to be the son of Hermes. One day, he was out about and saw the most beautiful nymph he had ever seen, and her name was Syrinx. He instantly fell in love with her and wanted to make her his, but she continued to reject his advances. This may have been because she was a hunter of Artemis who had sworn off love, or because she just wasn't into him. However, Pan would not take no for an answer and chased her. When she reached a river, she prayed to the river gods to save her, and they saved her in the most monkey paw type way imaginable. They turned her into marsh river reeds. When Pan caught up to her, he saw what had happened and sighed with grief. When he did this, he realized that when he blew air into the reeds, they created a beautiful sound. He then got the reeds and cut them in descending lengths and tied them together, creating his iconic Pan pipes, which he named after the nymph Syrinx. Wow. Poor nymph, another victim of a god who was a complete creeper. No means no. Pretty simple. And speaking of satyrs, the main character of this next myth was a satyr as well. So Athena was chilling out on Mount Olympus and one day created the flute. However, when she played it, she did not like the way her cheeks puffed up and found it extremely embarrassing. She threw the instrument off Mount Olympus and cursed it by having anyone who picked it up be struck down with great misfortune. Then came along the satyr Marsyas, who was completely oblivious to the curse, picked it up, and began to play it. He eventually got so good he thought he was the best musician and challenged the god of music Apollo. So they decided to have a musical battle, Marsyas with his flute and Apollo with his lyre. When they began, it seemed as if it was a tie. Apollo's playing brought the audience to tears, and Marsyas's playing made them dance with excitement. The battle was ultimately decided when Apollo started to sing as well. The loophole he used was that technically his opponent was using his voice in the way. Weird stuff, I know. As the winner, he punished Marsyas for his hubris by tying him to a tree and flayed him alive. Brutal. The final story deals with two lovers. There was a guy named Orpheus, who is the son of the muse of lyrical poetry, and depending on the origin, was either the son of the king of Thrace or Apollo. Now, with parents like that, of course he was taught some mad musical skills, considering his mom was a good singer and his potential dad was the god of music. Orpheus was extremely good at playing the lyre, which was said to be taught to him by Apollo. So good that he could make anyone listen and be moved by his music. He eventually fell in love with Eurydice, and then they got married. However, happy endings rarely happen in these stories. It was said that on her wedding day, she was either chased by a satyr and fell in the viper pit, or was dancing with nymphs and was bitten by a snake. Either way, she died. Orpheus was stricken with grief and expressed this through his lyre. Everyone who heard it became overcome with sadness, humans and gods alike. To stop his playing, the gods allowed him to go to the underworld and retrieve Eurydice. His playing got him past the god dog Cerberus and even won over Hades and his wife, Persephone. Hades allowed him to take his wife back to the world of the living, but there was a catch. He had to walk in front of her and not look back. With this condition set, they began to walk out of the underworld, but when they were so close to the exit, Orpheus's curiosity became overwhelming. And his anxiety was at its limit because he did not know if the guard had tricked him or not. With the exit in sight, he turned around to see if his wife was there, and as soon as he did, her soul was whisked back into the underworld to stay forever. And on that sad note, it's time to move into the closing thoughts. In closing, no means no, never challenge the gods, and try not to give in to your curiosity. You follow those rules, and you won't end up like the people in these stories. I really like music, and it was a pleasure to do this episode for you guys. Do you have any musical mythology stories, and which of these stories are your favorite? Tell me on Twitter at The Legends of Matt. You can check out previous episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode, like it, share it, favorite, and follow. Thanks so much for listening. See ya.